Welcome to Activations with JJ. In today's episode, I'll be discussing how to access higher frequencies of abundance, relationships, and psychic senses. These have been very hot topics in my recent sessions, and I have no doubt that you'll also be interested in finding out more. So let's get going, shall we? Greetings, my amazing soul family. Excited to join you again in this post-eclipse podcast episode. Wow, what a time. What a time. So much timeline shifting, in fact. When I speak about that word time, it holds a lot of frequency. So much timeline merging, collapsing, just ups and downs. I know, but it was all part of that timeline collapsing because I felt little tiny cycles coming back for me too. And I knew, and I was like, oh my gosh, I thought I already took care of this. And just like I said a little while ago, it's because you're collapsing timelines. So things cycle back as they're merging and really integrating into the highest timeline for you. So don't panic. If you still have that going on, the dust is still settling from the eclipse. But I'm just thrilled to be here with you today to share some things that have come forward as a result of all the one-on-one sessions that I've been doing. Some of you know that during the months of April and May, I did open up Akashic Records inventory sessions. These are like in-depth Akashic Records sessions that take you right where you need to go to find out the information, to complete contracts, to gain more knowledge about past lives, all the things. And even though I actually haven't done too many yet, I have several booked. I think I might have a few left in May. You can check out the link below. And I might open up just a few more depending on the demand. I feel like this has become really popular and people are like, ooh, I really, really need that. Not only that, but I'm excited because in May, I have another Akashic offering ready to go that is very empowering for you. So I'm just going to give you that little teaser without going into details. And you'll have to find out when I do my May monthly energy update in a couple of weeks. But either way, it's been very revealing to me of where the collective is at as I work with people in one-on-ones. One of the reasons I continue to do one-on-one work is because it allows me to take the temperature and gauge what's going on with people so that I can better serve all of you as I produce my content here on the podcast, as I create courses, things to support starseeds, those of you on this ascension journey. So that being said, there have absolutely been some salient themes that have come forward during the sessions. I mentioned those in the intro to the podcast. And the three topics that have really stood out are money, which, I mean, this is a big one, usually anyways. Money, relationships with people, like partnerships, and our psychic senses. Now, interestingly enough, I was thinking about all of this because I really wanted to make sure that this podcast episode could help those of you who are also wanting to sort of upgrade all those areas of your life could feel empowered in doing so. And I've said it before, I will say it again, I prefer to take a stance as less of a guru and more of someone giving you tools to be able to navigate this with your own like intuition. And so I hope that today I give you some tools. Now I have to tell you, I might have used a little clickbait in the title of the podcast because I used the word unlocking. And let me tell you why. Because you see that word a lot. You see that word a lot in some spiritual, you know, topics and other things too, but like it's this way that you're like, yes, there's a door closed to me and I want to know how to unlock it. I want you to know that I've actually channeled before in times like my channeled Q&A, which is coming up this very weekend. If you're listening to my podcast right when I publish it, I do it every month though, but check out the link below. You can join that channeled Q&A for free. It is a free offering. You just have to sign up to get the Zoom link. But I mentioned one time this word unlocking is not fully accurate. And our guides have been coming forward a lot lately and saying, watch the words, watch the words, watch the words. In fact, they've been so tedious lately in my sessions where I will literally stop someone I mean, I'll let them finish their sentence, but I'll pause and I'll say, okay, before we move forward, your guides just want me to mention that particular phrasing that you used is indicative of programming. And so they're asking you to consider using different terminology. And so we actually will talk about what's a better word, what's a more aligned way to say that or to express that. It's super fascinating. So again, unlocking implies that it's closed to you. And I want you to know that all of the things that we're talking about today, so abundance or money, partnerships predominantly, like romantic partnerships, and also your psychic senses, your clairs, are all open to you. There is not a door that is closed. And as soon as we grasp that, it'll be much easier for us to see what is there, what is accessible to us. It's really a matter of opening a different set of eyes, you might say, but more like an awareness to the fact that they're there. They're vibrating at a frequency that if we shift our frequency to, is right in front of us. It's right in front of us. Now, what happened as I was reflecting on how to best present this information to you is that my guides called my mind back to a book that I've spoken a lot about, and last month I really kind of leaned into, and that is the Hathor material. And they reminded me that in my quantum alignment sessions, it was all about balancing out our relationships with different parts of our life. And so they just highlighted for me, I could literally see them, they're like, relationships, relationships, relationships. I was even talking to my partner Michael about this, and we were discussing this idea and this concept of, you know, unlocking and accessing these things that we want. And I was talking about the fact that our guides have been saying, oh yeah, shortcuts are available for us now. You guys know I've talked about that with the quantum piece. But then he's definitely more of a process person and I'm more of a product person. So I was like telling him, like, so many of my clients come forward and they have these goals. Like they have a financial goal or an abundance goal, or maybe they have a goal to call in their divine partner. Or maybe they have a goal to be able to access their clairs more, like their claircognizance or their clairvoyance. And I said, I don't know how to approach this, because I'm like, I've been teaching that there are shortcuts. A lot of the guides have been coming forward saying, absolutely, there are shortcuts. It doesn't have to take forever. But I said, I'm kind of feeling like I need to expand on that a little bit more, because it's not just about shortcuts, right? And he said, well, the way I see it, it's not necessarily the end, right? It's not the end goal where you find that really expansive energy that's going to help you evolve. He's like, it's really the journey, the process of doing it. So a shortcut can allow you to bypass a longer length linear time process to get to that end goal. And that's sometimes okay, but sometimes it's not about that. It's about the relationship that you're building with that particular goal, where the most valuable energy is to be found. And maybe that's what we chose here, was that particular relationship was something that we wanted to develop and to lean into. And that's why we're here navigating things such as, you know, programs of scarcity that may be ancestral. And so I then started leaning into it a little bit more and reflecting on what he said, and it popped in my mind the fact that in the Hathor material, they mention that our relationships are our initiations in this lifetime, in our day and age. In older ancient times, there were temples, there were initiation processes that were different. And I know many of you have experienced past life regressions where you've accessed those initiations. I've taken many of you through what you would technically call an initiation process. But my guides reminded me, these relationships are your initiation. They are that thing for you today. And what is an initiation? An initiation is a calibration. It's a calibration process. It's a way of shifting your frequency. So your initiation processes can be short, they can be long when it comes to time, and they can apply in many different areas of your life when it comes to relationships. So my guide said, hang on, Is it about abundance or is it about their relationship with abundance? Is it about their you know, divine partner, or is it about their relationship with the idea of a divine partnership, their idea of calling in that divine partner? And I mean, besides the fact that it is about the relationship with a partner, but you see what I mean, right? Is it about their clairs, about their third eye or whatever it is, or is it about that relationship with the third eye, with that? And in addition to that, there's actually another thing that I wanted to mention today that goes right along with all of this. And that is goals that you have with your physical state of being. Because I've also had a lot of people coming in experiencing some physical obstacles, some physical discomfort. And they're like, oh my gosh, I've been feeling this. And I want to try to, you know, I'm trying to get on the other side of it. And so my guide said, relationship. It's about their relationship with their body. I've had a really big aha over the last couple of months, a lot of it due to like the Magdalene manuscript. I've talked about it in my relationship with my sacral chakra, my relationship with my with sexuality and with expressions of that. And that has been a huge thing for me to repair my relationship with my sacral chakra because of programming experiences, being a woman, I think predominantly, and actually men also struggle with that relationship with their sacral chakra. So I'm seeing it now as an initiation. It's an invitation to rebuild that relationship. So I want you to think about that for a second, because you came into the podcast saying, ooh, I'm going to unlock a higher level of abundance. Well, my friends, you're really, what you're doing is you're choosing to develop that relationship with abundance. And when you develop a relationship with someone, what does that take typically? What does that take? Now, we are still in linear time. It typically takes time, consistency, and dedication. It takes a little bit of surrender. It takes willingness to connect and not to isolate. It's a co-creation with that part of your life. And what's popping in right now, my guides are showing it so loud and clear. Our programs of isolation that I talked about a couple weeks ago, those programs of isolation that we have to do this alone, are not only applicable in with other human beings, group settings, like we're resisting gathering, we're resisting co-creating like that. There are also programs that are keeping us isolated from building our relationship with things such as money. Money is an essence, almost a being. I know a lot of people out there, a lot of spiritual teachers have mentioned that. You can literally see money as like a goddess or a being. Same with this idea of a divine union. What is your relationship with divine union? I'm not talking about that potential partner out there or the partner you have that's not really living up to what you want them to live up to. I'm talking about what's your relationship to Hieros Gamos. If you don't know that term, you can look it up. But it's sacred divine union, that state of Christ consciousness, where it is unity consciousness. What's your relationship with that? How much time and effort do you put into that relationship? What's your relationship with your clairs, with your senses? And my guides are saying, don't bypass your relationship with your physical senses, because your relationship with your physical senses, taste, touch, smell, sight, is a doorway to your relationship with your psychic senses. Wow. Just take a moment and let that digest. That just dropped in and I'm like, ooh, 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 ooh. Because if we are not fully embodied, and this is just like coming in clear as day, if we're not fully embodied and in right relationship with our physical body and all our physical senses, it will be that much harder for us to build a relationship with our clairs. You know, this has kind of got the flavor of spiritual bypassing, but not 100% that exact thing, but you get what I'm saying. It's that disassociating escapism that is very predominant in the spiritual community, where you're escaping the basic things of your life. Maybe your house is a shambles. maybe you are late on bills, or I mean, that's just a financial thing, or you haven't reached out to friends, even though you keep getting the impression to do so because you're isolating. Maybe you are not taking care of your body's needs in the way that they need to be taken care of. But you're diving into all the spiritual things, you're listening to podcasts, you're reading books, but you're neglecting that other piece. And this is why I did those quantum alignment sessions, because it was loud and clear to me. We are in our human bodies as part of the initiation process. And if we exclude our humanity, our human experience from our spiritual journey, then it's only going to be halfway there. We're only going to get half of the equation. So I can feel, like, as I'm saying these things, I can feel this activating a lot of you who are listening. And I just want to bring forward a little bit of light language to help support you fully receiving this. And you might feel a little parts of you resisting, but that's okay. You just see them. Hey, I can tell, you know, like, there's a little resistance. Just say, I accept, I receive. I accept, I receive. I release all shame connected to these concepts, all guilt or shame of neglecting the body. That was an experience you chose. It's nothing to be ashamed of. But if you would like to step into a new frequency, that new frequency is one where you honor your relationships of all kinds, not just with other humans, your relationship with money and finances. If your monthly budgeting is a shambles, then let's think about that. And you're trying to, you know, increase your income, and you're not even organized with what you've got because of fear. I can feel it. I have that same programming from, like, ancestral, a fear of like looking at your finances straight in the eye. And I've been doing this in my Lightworker Quantum Leap in a different way. But basically, you're building a relationship with something that normally you wouldn't see. Like, it's not embodied. It's not in a body, right? So what we're doing in Lightworker Quantum Leap, which, by the way, has been phenomenal so far. And as I record this, we've only had 2 circles. We have 6 total in a matter of 3 weeks. It is very fast paced, but it is literally just blowing my mind what's happening in there. So in this Lightworker Quantum Leap, it's for business activation for lightworkers of all kinds and all phases of their business, whether they have a thriving business or they don't, and they feel like maybe they just need to go to the next level. And the reason I'm talking about this, because I will be offering this in May. You can find out more through the link below, but it's like lighting me up. I don't know how to say it. Like, it's lighting me up to be in that, is firing me up to be in that. I get in these, and I'm offering these one-on-one mentorship sessions with lightworkers. Oh my gosh, what is coming through in those sessions is incredible. And going back to this idea of the relationships, is why I'm bringing this up, is because in one of our sessions, in one of our group circles, I was actually invited by the guides and intuited to have them bring forward either their Instagram platform, their Instagram account, right? Their Instagram account, their website, or something similar to that. Something that's a little bit more inanimate that we don't typically humanize. And we were guided to imagine it as a person almost, as a being with a body. And we were actually invited to sort of imagine what that would look like, what their name would be. So many details. And now it's coming to me as I record this podcast, and it kind of did then, but now it's like really being driven home. It's all about relationship. I said that a few times in the Lightworker Quantum Leap circle. I said, what's your relationship? Are you neglecting it? And what does a relationship take? It takes consistency, not sporadic. It takes consistency. So here is a key point. Even though nothing is locked, you have access to all of it. Sometimes a part of our subconscious wants to think there's a key, and we're going to turn the key in the lock and we're going to open the door. If you need to walk yourself through that, do it. The key is, If you have goals, are you putting as much effort into the relationship with that end result as you are in the end result itself? Are you dedicated and consistent? And as I say those words, I'm also feeling a little programming coming up. I'm just feeling this collective, like, just take a deep breath. I feel this collective resistance to consistency. It's always a balance, okay? You're going to have those times of flow and just organic action. But where's the masculine structure so that the flow can happen? Where is that? And that's exactly how I built out my Lightworker Quantum Leap offering. My guide said you have to have the masculine structure and then the feminine flow. And I, without going into detail about how I did that, that's exactly how that course is laid out. Because it's so important that for those of us who have been way over on the spectrum of way feminine, way flow, just like living day to day without planning or like taking much thought to it and just kind of going with the vibe that we want, okay, we're being invited to call in a little bit more structure in different ways. And we're being invited to release any resistance, well, programming that is causing resistance to structure. I've felt that come through in many, many people due to the educational system that most of us were raised in, due to society, culture, and the sort of the distorted masculine that has presented a structure that is not in alignment with what the feminine wants to flow inside of. It's really a pseudo, how do I say this? It's a pseudo structure. It's really not a solid structure. It looks on the outside like it is. You think it is, but it's not. So the new aligned masculine is a safe structure within which the feminine can flow. And the safe structure that I'm giving words to right now that I would encourage you to build for yourself has to do with consistency and dedication. And it's all about releasing those programs of isolation, because there's no way that we're going to feel drawn to build a relationship with anything or anyone unless we see the value in coming out of our cocoons to a certain degree. Is there a time where it's important to be in a cocoon state? Absolutely. Absolutely. There may be days where you do that. I think we're shifting into a period when there will be less months and years of cocooning and more like days and a week of cocooning. Because I don't want anybody here to feel like it's not okay to turn inward and to integrate. That's absolutely okay. But we are again releasing the frequencies, or honestly, I think we're shifting into a timeline where those periods of hibernation will be fewer and far between and will be less length of time. Okay, so we'll just set that intention. Why? Why does that matter? Well, in order for us to carry out what is most in alignment in this period of the ascension process, we need to do it together. We are stronger together. And just this week, my partner Michael and I had a session with another couple. And we offered these sessions as a follow-up to our conscious relationships offerings that you can find out more about in the link below. But it was interesting because only one couple actually booked a session like that, which was kind of revealing to me. Now, I'm not saying that everybody and every couple needs to sit down with myself and my partner, and, you know, that's fine. no big deal. Everybody's got their choice and what they go to. Maybe they met with somebody else they know, or they just talked about it and they're okay with that. But what I'm saying is this co-creation. There were four of us in that session, and it was really amazing to see how we wove all of our contributions, all of our frequencies together to come out with this kind of place where we landed that felt really empowering for the couple, with some action items, but also just an energetic shift. And I really, really hope that more people in the coming months that are calling in divine partners and are with currently the person they believe to be their divine partner, seek out different ways of allowing people to hold space for them. For instance, in the session that I did with Michael, we were holding space for this couple to step into a different frequency in their relationship. And it was a co-creation that felt so aligned. And my guide said, this is just the beginning, because the next 12 to 36 months is all about divine partnership. So that being said, this will be an ongoing offering. And a lot of you know I have a lot of offerings. Many of you know that when you go on my website, a lot of questions I get are, which one should I do? My assistant is always like helping people navigate, like, which one's best for me? Okay. If this is best for you, you will find it in my one-on-one offerings in my website, and the link is below. But I just think that I want to really hold space for people who are in divine partnerships or are getting there, have current partners, and want to really set up a strong foundation. One of the things we do is go to the Akashic Records. Another thing we do, Michael does really, really well. He brings in a little bit more masculine because he has a background in marriage and family therapy. So it's really fascinating to see how the session in and of itself turns out really extremely balanced due to the fact that we're bringing in this really grounded stuff, and we're bringing in some more of the woo-woo, some more of the spiritual and energetic, Akashic Records, contracts, past lives, things like that. So I'm just putting that invitation out there. All right, everybody, take a deep breath. Woo, that was a lot. It wasn't too much. It wasn't too much. You're here. You lasted all the way till the end. So there's definitely a reason. There's definitely a reason. I want to just help you with a little integration of this information. So if you can, and if you're not driving, I want you to just close your eyes and place both hands on your heart space. If you speak light language or do hand light language, I encourage you to do that right now. I accept, I receive that which is for my greatest and highest good. I release that which is not, with gratitude and love. And so it is. Big breath, big deep breath. Amazing, amazing, amazing. As always, I am deeply grateful that you sat here and listened, and that you sat here and received, and that you sat here and co-created. I feel you. I love you. I really mean that. You are soul family to me. We are on this beautiful team together. And it's a really, really bright future. It's a really expansive future. It's a really tranquil, but also exciting future, isn't it? Yes. Just say, yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm sending you so much love, as always, and reminding you that I am you, and you are me, and we are we. Until next time, my friends.